It's Andy Baskin. I'm Jeff Phelps. Welcome back to the show. Coming up at 1 o'clock, Chris Rose from the NFL Network is going to join us. If you're on the phone, stick with us. We'll get right to your phone calls. I always think this is kind of a fun thing. You know, rookies come into the league and, for instance, Mason Graham wore number 55 at Michigan and played in the middle of that defensive line. And when he got to Cleveland, he was kicking around the idea of what can I do? You know, what number should I get? You know, blah, 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 blah. He apparently asked Browns equipment manager Corey Galissi, hey, what's the likelihood of me getting number 55 if you had a percentage on that?
Mm-hmm.
And Corey, the equipment manager, said, it's not very high. But you can talk to Ethan Posick if you'd like. Ethan, of course, wears number 55
right.
for the Cleveland Browns, the center in the middle of the line. And so Graham apparently has decided he's going to wear number 94 this year.
Oh, okay.
Either he didn't want to approach the veteran and say, would you sell me your number? Give me your number, blah, blah, blah. He's taking 94. Personally, smart move. I don't think it's a great idea, great look for a rookie to come in and say to a veteran, hi, I'm a rookie. Can I have your number? Whether you're paying for it or not.
I don't know. What I would do is reach out to the equipment manager and maybe say to the equipment manager, one of the rookies wants to buy your number. What's it worth? Without giving a name. But then it might not be too hard to figure out.
It'd be pretty easy for Posick to figure it out.
Yeah.
My guess is it's not Dylan Sampson.
I don't know. If I was Ethan, I might be willing to sell the number off.
Yeah.
I'd sell my number off. Would you?
Oh, in a heartbeat.
Yeah, I think you.
I would.
I don't know, man. It depends.
But Posick.
I mean, what if Ethan Posick wears double five for a reason? Like, what
exactly.
if there's a
and some
what
guys
if there's
do.
A family reason or something like that? Right. So yeah, maybe I don't know.
But see here,
Dan,
here's
would
the
you
deal.
Sell your number?
You and I like money.
Yeah, you would.
It's just a number.
You and I like money, and we're not making millions like offensive linemen and everybody else who already have a lot of cash. But you and I would sell it off in a heartbeat.
I don't
you
know. No, I depends.
All right, now riddle me this one.
It depends.
Cam Ward
yeah.
gets drafted by the Tennessee Titans. He wore number one.
Yeah.
Well, and stick with me here. Number one with the Tennessee Titans is retired for Warren Moon, who never played for the Tennessee Titans. He played for the Houston Oilers, who moved to Tennessee and became the Titans.
Silly.
I think that's silly, too.
That's
Warren,
silly.
You know what Warren Moon said?
Go ahead, wear it.
Absolutely.
Sure. Good for Warren Moon.
Good for Warren Moon.
Good for you, Warren Moon.
Way to be, Warren. We love you.
You are our athlete of the day.
We think that's
brought
outstanding.
Brought to you by Free Air.
We
have nothing else to give away other than Free Air.
However.
We get you a spot in the Caller Hall of Fame.
Oh, that's right. Warren Moon is now in
the Caller Hall of Fame.
Are we jotting these things down?
Yep, we'll get it. Don't worry. We'll build it.
Do we have space in Hinckley to put this up?
You know
we'll
what
have to expand a little.
You know what a big
we'll
deal
is. We'll make it work.
Jeff, can we get you on board with this, please? Last week you weren't here for this. Dan, explain to him why this is very important to the show.
I got other things to do.
Well, we had a fit. No, you don't.
You have nothing else to do. No, we're here. We know
you're
your agenda.
You're just going
to
sit there and go,
I see the rundown. It says you have nothing here.
You're going to sit there and go, you know, there's a wide receiver who played at this community college in Topeka.
I still want Isaiah Bond.
Who's got a little bit of speed to him. Well,
who cares about the accusations? Nobody's going to pay any attention. They have Shadur, and they have Deshaun, and they have everybody else.
But no, so we had a caller. He was fantastic. Andy put him in the Caller Hall of Fame.
Why
are we putting it in Hinckley?
Well, because the gentleman...
He lived in Hinckley, that's why.
Oh, okay.
And he goes, well, there's nothing here in Hinckley anyway. And we
got
great,
buzzards.
We're putting the Caller
that's
Hall of Fame
That's what I
there.
Said, buzzards. And he said, eh, it's overrated.
No, it's not.
Did he say it was overrated?
I was driving through Hinckley one time. Right next to the putt-putt golf course that's down there.
This one time range. In Hinckley.
And there's an open field. And my kid and I are driving by and we looked. There had to be 1,000 buzzards sitting in these trees looking for one of us to walk out into the middle of the field and fall down so they could peck at us.
We were going to marching band camp.
So,
were you in marching band, by the way?
Abdul Carter.
Trumpet?
Yep.
First, second, third, what chair were you?
I was first for the most part.
Oh, Mr. First Chair.
Well, you
excuse
asked,
me. I wanted to know.
I was first or second chair.
Let me ask you this, Mr. All High and Mighty First Chair. Who was the second chair? Do you remember who you sat next to?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, I'm just making sure.
We had a really good trumpet player from our school who ended up going to BW and entering the conservatory and was really good.
Wow.
And I was second chair to him when I was a freshman.
Oh, you were set, and then you passed him?
No, he graduated, thank God.
Oh.
And then I was first chair for a while, and then my senior year, after auditions, my buddy Keith beat me out.
Oh!
Keith listens all the time.
Keith,
And I didn't care.
Way to put him in his place.
But I waited all year long to challenge him for the last time.
Did you ever glue down his spit valve after that?
Keith,
or
I'm sorry, but I beat him in the challenge, and wow. I finished my senior year at first chair. I wanted to be first chair of my last concert.
So you had to beat him out. Did you like go home and train Rocky?
I was an above average trumpet player. I wasn't really good. I was above average.
Yeah.
But you know, like the first chair guy, Brian was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was really good.
Oh, everyone knows Brian. All right, Brian, the trumpet player.
Can I get back to this, please?
Well, you didn't ask me what chair I was.
You were trombone and you were fourth chair.
Fourth chair out of how many?
Five.
Three. That's right. I was fourth chair out of three.
See, I'm the only guy here who knows you played trombone.
I will say this, though. The guy that sat next to me.
I know you, Andy Baskin.
Let me give props
to
the guy.
To know Andy is to love him. Can I get back to this number thing?
Really
there's one
give,
big number
I
thing here.
I want to give props to the guy that was ahead of me.
Who cares?
His name is Dave Range, and he was probably one of the best wrestlers to ever come out of Northeast
Great.
Ohio.
Great, and
thank
he played
you.
Trombone. Good, and Dave. Would it be, Dave?
Yeah.
So Cam Ward asked for number one. You know, can I wear number one? Warren Moon said, by all means, please wear number one. Cam Ward wore number one. Abdul Carter was drafted by the Giants. What did he wear at Penn State? He wore number 11. What did he ask to wear in New York? The retired number 56 of LT.
Oh, LT.
Lawrence Taylor. And Lawrence's ego has always been really in check.
Yeah. You know,
what did LT tell him?
He said, hang out a second. I can't be near the school zone.
LT told him, nope.
No?
You're not wearing my number. But you know what LT said?
Wow.
I tell me if you buy this or if this is okay. LT said, he has to be the player that he is. He can't be another Lawrence Taylor. Well, he may be better than a Lawrence Taylor. Who knows? But he has to make his mark. It's up to him. So I'm hoping that he's not thinking that, oh, I got shot down by LT. No, it's not like that, man. It's, hey, I'm with you. I mean, I'm the guy that it takes two. I don't know what that means. I'm going to be two steps behind you and make sure you don't fall. But you're not wearing my number, dang it.
So LT wouldn't give him his number, right?
LT said no. Mm. And you know what? Good. I say good for LT because LT earned the retirement of the number. And man, if you're Abdul Carter, do you really want to put 56 on your back of the New York Giants? Let's raise expectations to unbelievable heights, please.
I don't know. I know Andy Katzenmoyer wore Archie Griffin's number at Ohio State, and I thought that was cool that Archie let him.
Fearless Leader sent us a text.
Yeah, what'd he say?
There's nothing better than hearing midday sports show hosts brag about their marching band accomplishments.
That's true.
I didn't bring it up, Fearless Leader.
I wasn't in marching band, so I didn't have
any. Over on my right. He asked me if I was in marching band.
Why?
Then he
just
asked me what
I
chair
said
I was,
fourth
and I
chair?
Told him.
Just because I said I was fourth
Fearless
chair
leader.
Out of, what,
love the
three
little smart guy comments from Fearless Leader.
Dave Range and his father, David Range.
That's really good.
Two amazing wrestlers.
That's really good.
We accomplished a lot of side quests today, Fearless Leader.
I'm glad.
A lot of side quests.
I'm glad for that. Joe's in Cleveland. Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Hey, Joe.
Joe, tell the kids to get back in the pool. What's going on?
Quit dealing with recess and talk to us.
Sounds like he's a swimming pool, doesn't it?
Thanks, Joe. You're on hold.
Oh, well, that was nice.
Eric's in Akron. Eric, welcome.
What up, E?
What's going on, guys?
You are. You're on the air. All of Northeast Ohio is listening to you right now. No pressure.
So I kind of wanted to talk bigger picture about the Browns a little bit. I agree. There was a gentleman on this morning where he was talking about analytics, and that's why they picked Shador. And I kind of agree with that. And I guess I pose a question to you two. Like, the Cavs and the Guardians don't use analytics near as much as the Browns are obsessed with it. And the Cavs and the Guardians.
I don't know that that's true, Eric.
All right. Well, it's over.
Okay.
They do use analytics a lot.
Guardians.
Yeah,
Guardians love analytics.
Yeah.
So do the Cavs.
Isn't that where Dee Podesta got to start?
Did you know that like every movement of a player on the floor at Rocket Arena is computerized and it's all.
Who was I just watching? I was watching a graphic on somebody's telecast. They were showing that.
It's a
computerized model of players walking on the floor, or what they're doing on the floor, how they shoot, all kinds of.
I wonder if Joe's still at recess. Joe, you still at recess?
Joe, you back or what?
Hey, buddy, what's going on?
Joe, where are you, man? Sounds like you're working at the factory. You're at a pool. What are you doing?
Yeah, I'm with the USPS in the plant right now.
Very good.
Thank you for your hard work. Thank you.
Hey, thanks. Guys, I think the obvious is I don't think 55 is going to be with us very much longer. So he'll probably have that in a year or two, right?
If he wants to hold out for it. Yeah, Joe, I think so.
And how about Jamari Thrash and Michael Wilson? I like those guys.
Michael Woods.
You know, for a moment, or Michael Woods, I'm sorry. They had a chance, and then he got hurt. So do you know anything about, especially Thrash, because they had ranked him pretty decent when we had took him out of Louisville.
I don't know. I like Thrash. Question. Remember, Thrash had a pretty good preseason last year. They just couldn't get him the ball. And you know, obviously he wasn't exactly their go-to guy in his first year. Let's see if they give him a little bit more opportunity.
And I say, let's sign Amari. You know, he just looks good with Flacco and KC starting, and why not?
And if Flacco doesn't stick around, then
Joe,
you let him go if it doesn't work out.
You see the story? There are rumblings that he might resign with Dallas.
No, did not hear that.
Yeah,
so.
I saw that. I don't know if there's anything to it, but Amari back to Dallas, which would be interesting because they traded him to the Browns. So who knows? Joe, thank you very much.
Thanks,
appreciate
man.
That. Back to work, Joe. Get back to work. So all I know is that they need some wide receivers. I hope they take a look at some guys. And then I hope they don't want to come in and wear 42 because that's Paul Warfield.
I don't think 32 is going anytime soon either.
32 is not. I don't think Paul's number is retired, is it? But I still wouldn't wear 42 if I was a Browns wide receiver. That's Paul Warfield, baby.
Yeah, I know. Somebody said to do that. Has no one worn 42 since?
I don't know. No, somebody has. Louis Riddick wore 42, didn't he?
Yeah.
ESPN analyst. I think Lewis wore number 42 when he was a member of the Browns. But if I'm a receiver, I'm not wearing 42.
John Kelly's
wearing.
Tony Fields had it.
Yeah. Didn't Louis Riddick wear 42?
Checking.
Well, Andy checks. We'll go to break.
He did. 93-95.
See? Mm-hmm. Knew that one with those huge shoulder pads.
Good job.
Chris Rose, NFL Network.
Tim Manoa. How do we forget Tim Manoa?
Love Timmy.
Yeah.
Chris Rose coming up next on Baskin and Phelps. What did he think? A, about two quarterbacks? B, about two running backs? Rose coming up on Baskin and Phelps.